In the San Francisco Bay Area, traffic is already pretty bad, and today factor in a freeway overpass that literally melted down onto another freeway.
We have some closures in the maze. If you haven't heard, coming off the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, you can either go into Berkeley or you're going to get on the Nimitz, but you are not going to get on 580. And coming
yesterday, a gas tanker truck exploded east of San Francisco near the entrance of the Bay Bridge on the other side of the bay. 280,000 people cross that bridge every weekday. Only one person was hurt in the accident. That is the truck driver who was burned. NPR's Richard Gonzalez joins us now. He's in San Francisco near the Powell Street BART station. I bet it was busy there today.
Well, Alex, I was quite surprised. It was busy, but people reported that everything was going very smoothly.
Well, set the scene for us. Why is this freeway interchange so crucial for Bay Area commuters?
The accident happened in what's known as the MacArthur Maze, and it's a complex web of interstate freeways on the eastern shore of the San Francisco Bay. You know, if you're in San Francisco and you need to go east to Oakland, you go through the MacArthur Maze. If you're in Oakland or Berkeley and you have to go south to San Jose or west to San Francisco, you go through the MacArthur Maze. It's a key economic artery. It handles about 80,000 motorists on these two interstates that were damaged. And it's basically the main way people, goods, and services get around the Bay Area.
So you're saying 80,000 people use these two highways that are affected every day. Where are those 80,000 people going today?
Well, they're all going to work, or unless they're staying at home and telecommuting. But what we're finding is that people are using mass transit as they've been encouraged to do. All transit in the Bay Area is free today. And people that I spoke to say that there's been relatively few problems. They expected far worse.
This must bring back memories of that Loma Prieta earthquake back in 1989. That caused part of the East Bay Freeway to actually collapse. How does this compare?
Well, you know, the Loma Prieta earthquake was different because in that case, the earth moved over a large region of this area, and people died. In this situation, the damage was very localized, and there are no fatalities. I think people may have heard already that the driver of the gas tanker escaped with some minor injuries, but no one else was hurt.
So what's the prospect of getting this roadway fixed, Richard? I mean, is it really going to be months?
Transit officials are saying they can clear up the debris in maybe a couple days, but it will take months to repair these two freeways.
Well, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reporting for us from San Francisco. Richard, thank you.
Thank you.